Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, Asia. My name is Kenna. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hi. By the way, my name is Kenna, and this is from Green Dot Bank State Department. Please advise that this call will be recorded for quality assurance. We have a card that is disputing your charge with your company, and I need your assistance to validate if charge is valid or not. I can provide some information that can help you follow up cardholders on your end. Can you assist me with that?
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Sure, no worries. Let me just pull up.
Well, the customer zip code, please.
35111.
Can I have the customer name, please?
It's Charlotte Reed.
What was the name, ma'am?
Charlotte Reed.
Okay, can I have you verify his address for me, please?
It's 11826 Big Oak Circle, MC McCalla.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Sorry.
So by looking at his account, ma'am, it looks like he had entered our contest to win a mixture, and he was enrolled into, like, our meal planner app. We give customers, like, a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask, so this transaction from –
ma'am,
from May 31 of 2020 is valid for the amount of $59.89.
Yes, it looks like they entered a contest to win a mixture.
Okay, so is that a subscription?
Okay, so yes, ma'am, it is a monthly subscription.
Okay, hold on a moment.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the first try of the cardholder, correct?
Can you repeat that for me, please, ma'am?
So this is the first monthly subscription of the
cardholder. Yes, ma'am. He will be billed every month.
Okay, I'll take note of that. Hold on.
And we're giving a customer $20 rate to stay.
Okay, I'll just to ask as well, Yisha, further information about the subscription, if you could elaborate that.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Or what kind of subscription is cardholder enrolled for?
It's a meal planner app. It's a fitness and health mobile app. It's an app that helps cutting back sugar and carb cravings and boosting your energy. It's a meal planner app.
A meal planner, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take note of that, Aisha. But by the way, I'll just verify this one again. I provided the name of the cardholder, matches on your end, the billing address, and the zip code. How can you also see there, like, a phone number or email address of the cardholder?
Yes, ma'am. So they already got their email on file. It's charlottepinnegar07@gmail.com. And the phone number is, hold for just a moment, 205-475-1447.
So I'll just keep you with a email address. It's Charlotte Reed 32@yahoo.com.
Can you repeat that, ma'am? I can barely understand you.
It's Charlotte Reed 32@yahoo.com. Correct? Is that the email that on your end?
No, ma'am. On my end, record? It's, hold for just a moment, it's charlottepinnaker07@gmail.com.
Okay, we don't have that one on file, but it's okay. I think that would be all for my case right here. Thank you so much, Aisha. And by the way, can you spell out your name, please? So I can,
yes,
it right,
ma'am.
Each.
It's A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A. All right, thank you so much, Aisha.
Did the customer
for your assistance?
Did the customer order this,
yes,
ma'am?
I'm trying to. So what happened here? That the cardholder is disputing discharge on our end. So I just wanted to. So that's why I'm calling to verify if this transaction is valid or not. So this won't be an authorized transaction. It's because she already provided all the information that that I provided you matched on your end. So
is
the investigation.
Did the dispute have the dispute been processed?
So I'm trying to investigate this transaction. So your company is one of them, so that's why I'm calling to verify the transaction. So I think, Aisha, that would be all. I have all the information that I will be needing in, with my investigation.
Okay, so ma'am, what I can do, I can get the, ma'am, what I can do is get the account canceled. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, it's okay. It should be, maybe it should be under end. I just wanted to call, ask for the information. What do you
okay.
have in file?
Okay, so ma'am,
record?
What we can do is we can provide the customer with a $55 refund with a $5 non-refundable fee. She will get back $54.89 back into her account. Would you like
okay,
for me to do that for you?
With that, I do apologize, but it should be from the cardholder's end since I'm not authorized to go further than that. It should be the cardholder decision to whether continue with the subscription or not. It should be on their end. So
okay,
what
so,
I'm doing right now is verify the information.
Okay, so ma'am, if we give the customer a full refund, would that drop the dispute?
So it's still be on the end, on our end, but since all the information that I need was did already match, but maybe this is going to be not granted, but it depends on the case. So I'm still in the middle of the investigation. So yeah, it should be the cardholder who will going to be who's going to be this will decide if they can continue with the subscription.
Okay, so have
okay.
the dispute been processed, ma'am?
I'm still processing the dispute here.
So did it go through?
Investigating the dispute. Well, it definitely goes through since it's already posted and she's trying to dispute that on our end. So I'm trying to investigate it first and we'll see if what will be the outcome of the investigation and we'll just let the cardholder know what will be our decision. Okay?
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Yes, that will. No, that will be all, Aisha. You've been a great such a great help with the investigation, and that would be all.
Okay,
have,
thanks
have
for having
us. Bye-bye for now.
I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye for now.